This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah Yud Aleph Perek Dalit of Ovis. Rabbi Yonasan Oimer. Rabbi Yonasan said, he was Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Mekayim Es HaTorah Meyoini. If a person is Mekayim the Torah, that old bite that he has a lot of this should have disturbances, Shudochuk L'Mezoinus, says the Rav. He's very pressed for Parnosa, for Mezoinus, and Mizbatim Malach L'Lasa B'Torah. And he's Mizbatil. He leaves his work in order to learn Torah. Meaning that even though the Maisa, it's very difficult, maybe if he worked more hours, we spent more time on Parnassa, whatever it is, he would have a better financial situation. His financial situation is very tight, very, very tight. But he wants to learn Torah. He doesn't want to mevatel on his schedule of Torah, whatever it is. Or he's an avrech. And he doesn't worry about the Parnassa. Whatever comes, comes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. But he's mekayim the Torah mi'oini. Soifol mekayim mi'moshu. The end. The person will mekayim the Torah with shalva sadah, serenity. He'll have plenty, he'll have enough, and he won't have to have even that tightness. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of that. He won't have anything to worry about. Always is that way, but sometimes it feels the tightness. It will come to a matzah where they won't have any tightness, everything will be taken care of on a high level. We'll have ravchus. That's the Beis Halevi says in this week's parasha, going on the people that are supporting Torah, he says, "Mibayis and mechutz tetzapenu, mibayis and mechutz tetzapenu." That it's going on the aura and the Torah, the Sefer Torah, that inside and outside, you have to make it nice. Meaning, not only on the outside, he says, but even inside his house, it's a daily life. Everywhere he has to have the proper covering. So he says, and some people say, well, he doesn't need so much for his daily living. Okay, he has, but he doesn't need so much. He doesn't need so much nice begotten. He doesn't need so nice. He says, that's not the pshat of taking care of the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham must be taking care inside and out. With how he in his house, if he goes out, with his malbushin, everywhere, his home. It should all be taken care of by the Balabas, who wants to support Torah. And don't think he has enough just if he has enough to live on. No, he has to be told, taking care of the Ravchus. That's called supporting Torah. So, Soifa Taka, the person that's Makayim the Torah Mi'oini, Makayim Mi'oisha. Vat is the Torah Mi'oisha. Soifa Taka has the ability to learn. And it's Mevatel Mi'oisha. Zakra, the Rav, Rachmas Roiv, Amon, because he has so much money, that's Mevatelin. Because it's he's on vow with the money. So, says the Rav, so Alite Liba Pamakar is so busy, and his mind is all over the place because he has so much oyster. Sorry for the Vadami Oini, Veilo Pnai Lassi Betoira, at the Yam of Atlet, Mi Oini, because Anias was Suka. So some learn the pshat over here, different pshat. The Sfasemes learns another pshat over here. The Sfasemes says that we learned the Mishnah a little bit different. Not going to be an oisher. So, because we said we see some people that are mekayim Torah mi'oini, they're not zoche to the oisha. And we see that Rishoyim, the mason be'ashirasa. So he says, it means like this, that you see a guy that's mekayim Torah mi'oini, even if he be an usher, he won't hold back from mekayim. They call him as bad the Torah mi'oisha. The president is bad the Torah from oisha. So we see that the oisha is going to be the Torah, even if he's only with mevatel also. The Hainu, we shouldn't be Mekayim Toile and depend the Kiyam HaTorah, whether it's going to be Mekayim or Mevatel, whether it's wealth or not wealth. Torah has to go, Torah has to be no matter what. A person has to be dedicated to Torah and all they find him, and there shouldn't be any differences. That's one of the pshatim. Another pshat, that's a different pshat, another pshat for the Sfasem, as the pshat of Sfasem, he says, that Komakami Torah mi oini, so we use Komakami oishu means, there'll be zero to the mandrake of Samea Bechalkoi. As Chazal said, Eishu Osh, Samea Bechalkoi. That's what it means, that even he could be not necessarily become the wealthiest man, but Mitzvah Shal Dover, he'll have what's real Ashirish, which is called Samea Bechalkoi. That's the Matthias.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.